Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Happy 4th of July, Philip.
Happy 4th of July, Ricardo. We don't take holidays.
We don't. We are tireless workers.
That's right.
For the vineyard of the Lord.
Well, this is Two Guys and a Gospel. I'm Father Philip Bogacki. I'm the pastor of Christ King and St. Bernard Parishes in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
And Father Ricardo Martin, I'm the pastor at Sacred Heart Parish in Racine, Wisconsin, and also the Vice Chancellor here in the Archdiocese, from whose studios we are recording this podcast.
So we're going to read here the Gospel for this coming Sunday, July 8th. That's the, looks like the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Where is the Gospel from?
Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 6.
Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith.
It's interesting that this sentence that Jesus says, nobody's a prophet
except in his home native place.
It's very interesting that both in Spanish and in English, it's a very an expression that we use in both languages.
And it's a popular expression.
Yeah, popular. And it's very true. So I wanted to ask you something. How long have you been at your parishes?
I've been at Christ King for 5 years and St. Bernard for 3 years.
Do you think that the gospel applies to how long we stay in a place so that they stop listening to us because they know us too well?
I wouldn't say that's true of parishes.
Okay.
I think this is very true of my family and of my friends and those who've known me a very long time in a more personal sense, in that there's nothing I can do to impress them. Mm-hmm. you're just normal, and I think those who you're closest to. I don't notice it in parishes. How long have you been at Sacred Heart?
I've been at Sacred Heart 6 years. Actually,
okay.
6 years and 3 days. I arrived July 1st, 2012.
Are there times where you think that this is true for you?
So I always find ways to reinvent myself. I'm always thinking what's next. And I am a person whose main problem is not to have ideas. Maybe I have too many sometimes. So that's not a problem for me. I'm wondering if at some point we should just move, just because parishes need to be refreshed also.
Well,
and sometimes changing the person in charge is the way to do it.
Well, I will agree. I think for pastors, there are six, in most dioceses such as here, there are six-year terms that are renewable.
You're studying canon law, so that's what? That's a guideline more than from the,
right.
from the Conference of Bishops.
From the Conference of Catholic Bishops, correct.
You don't need limits, but if you do, then it's recommended that it's 2 6-year terms.
Exactly. So I do believe once you're getting to that point of 12 years and maybe extended a little bit, again, depending on the community, I think there's a point where it's just time. Someone was speaking to me about another staff position recently, and she said, you know, 7 years in this role is really about optimal. At that point, you've implemented your ideas, you've made your impact, and you're kind of maintaining after mm-hmm. that point. And it's good sometimes to say we really need some really fresh ideas after this point. So, mm-hmm. you know, this is true in businesses as well.
Do you remember that time that I gave a talk that you didn't want to come and give with me? I was talking about principles in life, and one was, it was a number of E's. There was energy, strategy with a typo, but I did it on purpose so it would start with an E. Energy, strategy, excellence, exit. Mm-hmm. You have to know when when to leave. And then somebody asked me, so how long do you give it? That's why we need a lot of prayer and a lot of discernment, because some things need time. Some other things, they will not get fixed despite how much time you give them. It's an interesting topic.
Do you think this is also true perhaps for parishioners in a parish? Hmm. That at a certain point, maybe have become too comfortable, that this has become more like a home rather than pilgrim territory, mm-hmm. where I'm moving towards Jesus Christ. You know, we have territorial parishes in many parts of the country. That's not always followed.
And that's the ideal of canon law, is how it foresees that situation, that
right.
people are assigned to parishes by territory, which doesn't happen very often at this time.
But I wonder if that in life, it's true sometimes to change things up. And I wonder if that's true sometimes even with parishes. I'm
that's
just curious. I haven't thought much about that. I was just thinking of that now.
I think going back to the gospel connected with this, I think we all are called to be prophets. And you have to see when you are in a situation where you cannot be a prophet because you are not being listened, or you stop being a prophet yourself because you feel too comfortable, then that applies to everybody, not only to the pastor, to anybody in a parish. If it comes to a point where you don't make prophecy anymore, meaning you don't see anything new, you don't foresee a future different than what is being experienced in the here and now, maybe it's time to shake things up, yeah.
Right. I love the last line. He was amazed at their lack of faith. In this way, in a very human way, you are sensing frustration on the part mm-hmm. of Jesus.
Yeah.
Not anger, but just kind of disappointment and frustration. And that's how he walks away. You know, kind of walks out of there. He says, I'm just amazed at their lack of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't mean it in a mean way, but just sometimes you're just disappointed by a situation, by other people, by the way that things have turned out, by something you've done. It's just frustration, and there's just some union with Jesus there. I think
let me propose something else also. In human relationships, so you and I are single, right? but couples, do they come to is there a point in the relationship where I know my husband or my wife too much? What is he or she going to tell me anymore? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to make sure that nobody comes to the point of saying, I know that person. We know Jesus. He's one of us. How does he dare to tell us anything? You know, I feel like there is something to apply to human relationships also.
I think that's very true.
Couples need to be prophets to each other, I think.
Right. And you see a good model of that in your use of sacred scripture. You know, as we go to meditate, to pray in sacred scripture, there should be always something new there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, sometimes it goes to our prayer and our approach. And
exactly.
I think that's true in marriages and relationships, mm-hmm. too, is that our approach that's a little too too superficial.
Mm-hmm. People listening to this gospel, they will wonder about this statement that Jesus had brothers and sisters. And
yeah.
Does it bother you?
No, not at all. I think it's always been very clear. These are not biological brothers and sisters as we think of that. You know, these are relatives. It's ways, you know, in many languages, the way of speaking of relatives does not match other languages.
Yeah, and especially in the Mediterranean world.
Right.
One day that I smiled thinking about this gospel, I went to, when I was the pastor at St. Patrick's, beautiful parish in Racine, many of the parishioners came from the same town, Santa Fe, in Mexico, and I visited several times. But I remember the first time, the person who took me to visit the town, the person would say, this is my cousin, this is my cousin, this is my
right.
cousin, this is
right.
my cousin. Each person that we would find,
mm-hmm.
it was the person's cousin. So I thought, well, maybe that's the kind of relationship that Jesus had with all these names that are being mentioned.
And this is one of the very few places where there's a reference mm-hmm. to that in all the Gospels.
No.
It would be different if it were all over the place. So
mm-hmm.
I've never gotten quite distracted by that or hung up by that.
So I hope one way to look at this Gospel, and I think that's what I may say or I may preach about, I hope Jesus doesn't look at me and says that he's amazed at my lack of faith. Isn't that a bad thing to hear Jesus saying about anybody?
I'm going to think about that. I'm also going to think about how hard it is, but how important it is to evangelize, to speak about the faith to those who are close to us, mm-hmm. those of our friends, our family, and we all have it. Those who are close to us who are not practicing the faith, yeah. and how hard that can be, but how important it is. Yeah.
And to continue practicing the gift of prophecy, the call, part of our baptism is to be prophets like Jesus was a prophet. So maybe that's something to reflect about today. How do we play that role of prophets in our own situations? I think it's part of what the gospel may be inviting us to do today.
All right. Well, why don't we wrap up so we can enjoy a little bit of a holiday today for the rest of the day.
What are you doing the rest of the day?
Fireworks tonight with some friends, and I'll be with my family this afternoon, and not too much. I kind of like to just relax and enjoy the day. How about you?
I'm going up north, and as you know, up north could mean
many things.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
But a family normally invites me for the 4th of July and typical American 4th of July fireworks, some barbecues and brats and...
All right.
No alcohol for me.
All right.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. So if you're looking for Mass this weekend, masstimes.org is a national site, and archmill.org is the local site for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.